But our top story, Amit Shah has hit back at the Congress after his Ambedkar is the fashion comment, which he made earlier on, stirred controversy. He's accused the Congress of being anti-Ambedkar and anti-constitution, a real war of words which has broken out between the BJP and the opposition. Let's listen in to the comments which have been made. Mallikarjun Kharge on one side, Amit Shah on the other. The Prime Minister has also tweeted very strongly. Let's take a look.
Abhi ek fashion ho gaya hai. Ambedkar, 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 Ambedkar. Itna naam agar Bhagwan ka lete to 7 janmon tak swarg mil jata. Ambedkar ka naam abhi 100 baar zyada lo. Parantu 7 arth mein Ambedkar ji ke prati aapka bhav kya hai?
Ek to hum pooch rahe hain unko Modi ji barkhast karna. Ek pooch rahe hain hum desh ke logon se maafi mangna. राजीनामा देकर बाहर आना चाहिए और अगर नहीं देते तो मोदी जी उनको आज किसी ना किसी तरह से बर्खास्त करना चाहिए.
खड़गे जी मेरा इस्तीफा मांग रहे हैं. इनको आनंद होता है तो शायद मैं दे भी दूं, मगर इससे इनकी समस्या का अंत नहीं है. अभी 15 साल तक कम से कम उनको वही जगह पे बैठना है जहां वो बैठे हैं. खड़गे साहब, मेरे इस्तीफे से आपकी दाल नहीं गलने वाली.
All right. Well, joining us at this stage, Gopal Krishna Agarwal, spokesperson of the BJP, and Dr. Milind Awad. He's an associate professor at JNU, and he studied Ambedkar very closely indeed. We'll also be joined by Salim Dharanidharan, the spokesperson of the DMK, representing the opposition on this debate. But first, let me come to you, Gopal Krishna Agarwal. Now, the opposition claims that Amit Shah's remarks in the Rajya Sabha, where he stated that it had become a fashion for the Congress to repeatedly take Ambedkar's name, was disrespectful to Dr. Ambedkar. They argue that this comment belittles Ambedkar's monumental contributions to India's constitution and it undermines his legacy. How would you respond?
I just want to say one thing, that how do you assess the legacy and how do you assess the contribution of the our party versus Congress party on uplifting or recognizing the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar ji? You do it through what you have done on the ground for his legacy. What you are speaking, just one sentence, a 12-second clip from a 90-minute speech from the Home Minister. You pick out a 12-second clip and then say, try to negate the whole work that the Bharatiya Janata Party has done for recognizing the and giving him his due place in history to Dr. Ambedkar ji. And at the same time, you are taking the cover of that 12-second slip clip to
All right, Mr. Agarwal, half a second. Let me go across to Salim Dharanidharan of the DMK. Mr. Dharanidharan, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am there.
So my question is, the Prime Minister today tweeted, and I quote, if the Congress and its rotten ecosystem think that their malicious lies can hide their misdeeds for several years, especially their insult towards Dr. Ambedkar, then they are gravely mistaken. How would you respond to this? It was a remark to the Congress party, but obviously it's one directed at the opposition as well, since you are all together, presumably.
No, firstly, I'm a DMK spokesperson. Of course, Congress is a long-standing ally and it's an ideological alliance. But having said that, I'd like to ask, let's not go back 70 years, 80 years, no? Let's talk about what's happening. What has the Prime Minister and the BJP done for Dalits and the scheduled tribes? Out of the 600 judges appointed in the last 10 years, what number are Dalits? First question, minuscule. How many union secretaries out of about 70-odd ministries? How many union secretaries are Dalits or scheduled tribes? The percentage is zero. In fact, after BJP has come to power, 90% of these secretaries, as per the data I have, which also was published in Wire and several publications, right, 90% belong to two upper caste. Where is the social justice? We know how the former president was not allowed to enter a temple in the term of Prime Minister Modi. So you can have rhetoric, but we have to see what has been done, right? DMK as a party has clearly imbibed the ideology of Ambedkar ji. Okay. I'll give you an example. The first constitutional amendment for reservation was brought about because of DMK's protest. DMK was the first party in India to exceed the reservation and take it up to 67%. DMK was the first party in India to give internal reservations within the Dalit quota for Arundhati's 3% quota, both the worst of among the scheduled castes. And again, DMK was the first party when in power introduced most backward castes, carving out reservation within the backward caste. But I would have the most important question here is, Ambedkar was the one who hated the RSS ideology. When Savarkar had the idea about Hindu Rashtra in 1924, it was Ambedkar who vehemently opposed it. RSS was vehemently opposed within the Congress.
All right. Fair enough. Mr. So you're talking about how Dr. Ambedkar felt about the RSS. Let's get a perspective of this. Dr. Milind
Awad. 1 second. 10 seconds. I just want to make one more observation.
Can we just keep the strike rotating? I will come back to you. Dr. Awad, the opposition accuses the BJP of misinterpreting and misrepresenting Ambedkar's views. And you heard Salim Dharani Dharan pointing out that, in fact, there were huge differences in the past as well on how Ambedkar himself saw the RSS. The question is, the opposition accuses the BJP of misrepresenting Ambedkar's views to fit its political narrative, particularly around, let us say, uniform civil code, let us say, reservations, let us say, the role of caste in politics. They claim that the BJP stance on these issues contradicts Ambedkar's vision of equality and justice. Is there any truth in this?
I think it's important to see the context, what Ambedkar actually talked about. When he writes caste critique or when he writes on nation nationalism, any parties should go beyond the political rhetorics and try to contextualize Ambedkar in the larger social political situation. So Ambedkar, who is actually, as you rightly said, that his monumental contribution or his principal architect of Indian constitution, wrote constitution as well as his caste critics provides the structural exclusion and structural composition of caste. So when we actually talk about the situation of SC, ST, OBCs and larger backward caste in India, we do see that still there is caste practice which is prevalent in touch and touch. There is actually social exclusion which is visible in rural India, caste atrocities. And its statistics show that there is actually caste brutalities which is taking place in this country. Democratic institutions and participation of SCST OBCs in the democratic institutions is minimal. So I think it's important to see the the baseline issues that political parties are celebrating Ambedkar just for the sake of, tokenism
or politics of the time. Yes. Okay, I get your point. Let me go back to Salim Dharani Dharan. The BJP, now, you had a point to make, I interrupted you. You make that point, but my question is also this. BJP leaders point out that your alliance partner, the Congress, defeated Ambedkar in elections twice, suggesting a lack of support or respect for him when he lived. The narrative is used to argue that the Congress has no moral ground to claim the legacy of Ambedkar. Again, I know you don't speak for the Congress party, but you are part of the... This is all about claiming his legacy in a sense. So the question perhaps pertains to you as well. How would you respond?
No, one thing is for sure, right? The party that has stood completely opposite to the ideology of Ambedkarji has been the BJP. He fought the organizations such as Hindu Mahasabha and RSS vehemently like no one else. In fact, the father of the constitution is Ambedkar. Even the sitting vice president now, number two, as per the parliament speech spoken by A. Raja, I would like to say that he has on record told that we want the constitution has to be rewritten. We need to have a Hindu Rashtra in place. The RSS have time and again said this is not an Indian constitution, it's a Western constitution. Right, because the constitution speaks about equality and reservation. So what moral grounds do they have to speak about Ambedkar and speak about how Congress treated him? In fact, he was union minister, he was an integral part of the Congress. But the point is, what was his view on BJP, RSS and Hindu Mahasabha? That is the point we'll all have to note. And again, what has BJP done for the Hindus, the majority of the Hindus, right, backward caste or... scheduled caste and scheduled tribe in the last 10 and a half years. This is the point. You can have any rhetoric. I think BJP is extremely good when it comes to rhetoric. Prime Minister tries to go speak two words in Tamil in the parliament, sorry, in the UN. But what actually is done for Tamil?
Right, okay,
the similar
one second.
Thing applies here.
Gopal
they speak
Agarwal.
About social justice. BJP does do speak about social justice.
All
but
right.
What have they done for social justice?
Okay. You've made that point. Mr. Agarwal, the Congress and members of the opposition counter the BJP's narrative. They claim that the Congress supported Ambedkar, for example, in various capacities, for example, his appointment to the Constituent Assembly as well. So again, in this entire battle, how would you respond to what Salim Dharanidharan has to say about how there's been a disconnect between the BJP and Ambedkar in the past?
I give you two important examples on this. There was OBC commission in the country formed by earlier by Congress and their supported government. What they did not give it a constitutional position. It was Modi ji, Bharatiya Janata Party government that gave up a status of constitutional status to the OBC commission. They had been playing in the vote bank politics. What Ambedkar ji said that he was against the reservation for based on religion. What Congress is saying, they want a religion-based reservation. So the issue, and now you are talking about the Ambedkar ji being given to the part of the, made part of the Constitutional Assembly. Out of 296 members of the Constituent Assembly, initially Ambedkar ji was not made a member by Nehru and his colleagues. It was another party which gave his seat and asked Ambedkar ji to contest and on his part and then be part of that Constituent Assembly. So the thing is that how when it is, when you are talking about a constitution, it is well within the part of the ruling party or the parliament to amend it as per the requirement of the current situation. Requirement, the constitution can be amended. It has to be amended. It has to be changed according to the need of the hour. But in 1975, it was Indira Gandhi who amended, brought the 39th amendment and the 42nd amendment, which was struck down by the Supreme Court as being said that it is against the basic, this amendment is against the basic structure of the constitution. It is violating the basic structure of the constitution. And it is just to save the her own post as a prime ministership, these amendments were brought. So the issue is who did these things to the constitution? Amendment, no problem. You did not recognize Ambedkar.
I understand what you're saying on amendments. But I think in terms of a debate on Ambedkar, if I can just go back to Dr. Awadh, do you believe that this entire battle for usurping the legacy of Dr. Ambedkar is ultimately counterproductive to both parties? This is not necessarily something that translates into votes, or do you believe that politically this makes a difference to whichever side?
I think it's important to see that we are actually, you know, high democracy and a country of high democracy and low civility. So political parties are using Ambedkar for vote bank politics. But when it comes to their political agenda, when it comes to the practice of Ambedkar, when it comes to the issue of social justice, equality, dignity, self-respect, political parties has actually paralyzed the larger ideology of Ambedkar, and they have banned or they have used Ambedkar according to their larger, you know, political agenda.
Okay.
So I think, yeah. So,
Salim Dharanidharan, you know, the BJP argues that the opposition's newfound affection for Ambedkar is essentially a vote bank strategy, especially in states which have a significant Dalit population. You know, the Prime Minister has stated publicly that the Congress's actions or the opposition's actions over the years sort of reveals a lack of respect for Ambedkar's principles that he has essentially used to get votes. How would you respond?
Firstly, I'd like to clarify the BJP spokesman who said that Ambedkar did not advocate reservation for people of other religion, not on religious lines. But I'd like to say 2024 is not same as 1950s. Reservation is given based on the current socioeconomic status of groups. And if you look at the current socioeconomic status, a minority group socioeconomic level status is going down. That's the reason that we are advocating for the reservation. That's point number one. And point number two, a rhetoric will have to match with action, right? We have been rhetorically, we have embraced Ambedkar. But you come to Tamil Nadu and see, 1/4 Dalit entrepreneurs in India live in Tamil Nadu. Every scheme, we have made sure that Dalits and scheduled tribes benefit from it. Tamil Nadu is the only state in the India to have specific reservation for Dalits in the startup program, wherein 50 Dalit young entrepreneurs are given 1 crore to 10 crore each year for their startup. Why? Because we want equal opportunity. Has any other state done it? No. In fact, people of all castes could become priests in Tamil Nadu. Again, DMK government was the first government to do it in India, because to bring about equality for everyone. So we have not just spoken about Ambedkarji rhetorically, but we also matched it with action. That's why the result is there for everyone to see. Even if you come to business or people working in white-collar jobs, every caste groups in Tamil Nadu have done really well in proportion to their number of percentage.
Okay, Salim, I'm just interrupting you now because this entire controversy, it appears, might continue in Parliament. We'll leave it over there.